I have 6:01 on this cool morning here in January in the great city of Atlanta. We're going to go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. I hope that you are as excited about this new year as I am. I know a lot of times we get excited in the beginning of the new year. We're looking for change, and we're trying to forget some of the things that we've dealt with in the previous year. And we look forward to what God is going to do for us in this new year. This call this morning, this broadcast this morning, I want to share with you some insight on this new year, this 2020. Everyone is aware that as long as we've been here on this earth, we've always heard that our vision should be 2020. Vision, 2020 vision is perfect sight as we know it. It is clarity. And I believe that, and I know that this year, being 2020 is not just a normal change in the calendar years, that this is a paramount year for all of us. Now what's going to be interesting is your perception of things. That's going to make a world of difference. You can't be in this year having the same perceptions that you had in the 1900s. We have crossed over. So, as I've said before, everybody that's on this call, we are the mature saints. And if there's someone that's on the call that don't consider themselves a mature saint, well, congratulations. As of today, when you crossed over, you became a mature saint. That means you're not just going to get milk, and milk of the word shouldn't satisfy you. You should get the meat of the word, something that has some substance, something that's going to hold you. But it's up to you to understand that you're getting meat and that you should be expecting meat. And sometimes, guess what? You're going to get some strong wine because you are mature. So you won't get milk. Interesting about today's broadcast, I heard a particular word for this call. And when I heard this scripture, and I'll give it to you in a moment, this scripture, is a scripture that we've heard over the years, and we've used it sometime over the years, I'm pretty sure, because it's a familiar scripture. We may not know where in the Bible it is, but some of you all may, but it's a scripture that we've used continuously, at least all the 49 years that I've been living, I've heard this scripture used. But what's so interesting about it is it's a word just for you in this call and this broadcast. So if you're listening to this, no matter where you are in the world listening to it, no matter what date you're listening to it, no matter if you listen to it in 2021, 2022, 2025, this word is for you. This word was given for those who hear this broadcast. So what does that mean? That means God thinks of you. That means he has you in mind. He is concerned about you. It is important for him that he speak to you today. So he gave a word a few days ago just for you. So at this point in your life in 2020, you need not to think if he's listening to you. You don't need to be backtracking and wondering if he's there. Does he answer you? Does he have your best interest? All those things are the 1900s way of thinking. Stone Age. I'm sorry. Not only the 1900, but the 2000 to the 2019 way of thinking. Let me correct myself. So you've crossed over. And in this broadcast, I'm going to be dropping just little nuggets of things that about this year that we're in and this era that we're in, that I hope that you are able to take notes of these broadcasts that you hear. They will be available because I know you may not be able to write some of you are maybe in your cars, but you need to go back and find the podcast of this recording so you can hear it again and again because it's the nuggets all the way through. But let's get to this word and why it's interesting before I even tell you the word. So God gave me this word for you. And when he gave me this word, this scripture for you and for me, but for you, it just shows that whenever God takes the time out to speak specifically to you, that's love. But that's also him telling you that he's right here. And the words from the scripture that just stood out to me, the words that I heard from the scripture was, God is your very present help. God is your very present help. Now, I'm going to read that scripture in my in my one of my favorite translations of the Bible, which is the Aramaic translation. And of course, this translation is in Psalms 46. It's in Psalms 46. Psalms 46 and 1. I'm going to read this scripture. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Once again, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I'm going to go ahead and read a couple more verses of that Psalms. Thou hast been with us always. Therefore, we will not fear when the earth quakes and the mountains are shaken into the heart of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake with force thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in the early morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to read the next one. The heathen raged. The kingdoms trembled. He raised his voice. The earthquake. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now that word, that he is a very present help in time of trouble. See, the word very that's in front of the word help, I'm sorry, present, is it really is something magnificent. He is your very help. He ain't just your help. He ain't just got your back. He ain't just that. He says he is your very help. So as you go through this year, as you process this new year, you ain't got to be looking for him. You ain't got to wonder where he is. Because he's already standing right there with you. You ain't got to plead your case to him. Because guess what? He said he's your very help. And what's... I don't even understand if you understand how much love that is, that he is telling you this morning or this evening, wherever you are when you hear this, that God got your back. And that you don't have to be concerned with. You can put that to bed. You can lay it to rest. That shouldn't even be a thought in this new era. Is he listening? Did he hear you? Because he's saying, I'm right there already. Matter of fact, you ain't got to tell me the issue, because I'm right here. I'm your very present help. As a matter of fact, he even got the solution. It's already worked out. He's just waiting to see how you handle it. If you're going to believe that he's your very present help, no matter what you see this year, no matter what you may be faced with, God already got it. He's your very present help. And what's so wonderful is the word for the day. My God, the word for the day. I didn't even know what the word for the day is till this morning, but he gave me the word that he is your very present help earlier this week. And then this is the word for the day. It's just, God is just awesome. Listen to this. It is easy to get overwhelmed, but know that I am well able to bring you out of the feeling of being deluged. I am your help in all kinds of trouble. Do not go down with negative emotions. Let me repeat that. Do not go down with negative emotions. Deliberately seek to be at peace and trust that I am with you, says the Lord. And that was in the scripture for the day, is Psalms 41:6. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Now, God gave me this word for you earlier this week. This morning, I get this word, the same thing, confirming what he told me earlier this week. Now, I'm blessed by that, because one, that means I did hear him. And look, as prophets of God, as the call, as the elect, we sometimes wonder and waver. If we've heard, did we hear correctly? Did we hear clearly? Was he really saying that? But when God comes back and confirms what he already done told you, this really ain't nothing new, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you've heard that scripture. that God is our very present help. That ain't new. That's just repeat, repeat. So that needs to be put to rest. You got other things you need to be bringing before the Lord. But I love it because he loves me enough to give me a confirming word to the word that he gave me. This weekend I was at an event and we were sending forth some new ministers. And now, if you just ask me, now that was back in 2019, you know, when it crossed over. So if you had asked me in 2019, I would not readily say that I'm a prophet of God. I would hesitate. I would, because sometimes I wonder myself. And where that comes from in us is doubt. You know, then sometimes we don't want to be on Front Street, so we take a back seat. That's what we do sometimes, and that ain't, that's not even God, but we don't want to think. Somebody think we think a certain way about ourselves. All that old stuff that thinking that we do. So this last weekend, this past weekend, when we were sending forth these new ministers and ordaining and licensing these two ministers, one of the gentleman that was being licensed and ordained, we were identifying the call of God on his life as a prophet. So when they asked for the prophets to line up behind him, I got right on in line behind him. And it kind of, I'm pretty sure it shocked a few people in the room because I have never publicly identified myself as a prophet in this group. And the first person gave the word for the group, so, for the couple that was being licensed or named them. It was the Lord's time through me, and I gave what I believe I was hearing from the Lord. And what was interesting, as I got to me to give the word, it seemed like people lean in, you know, to see if it's going to be a word. And the Lord spoke. And after the Lord spoke, later on during this event, God gave me another confirming word. And I say conforming word, meaning that somebody else gave a prophetic word, then I stood up behind them and gave a word to confirm the word that they gave, what he had told me also that morning. And it was good. And that's the kind of if they ask me, well, what made me step up? Because that's where we are. It's time for us to step up. And a few things that I have to specifically call your attention to, what God is doing, is we are in a new era. God will establish himself in a way you have not seen before in this era. This is a year of unveiling and a time of movement. You cannot be stagnant this year. You got to, this era, you have to keep moving. You can't ever think that you are studying enough, or you preached enough, or you prophesize enough. You can't. We're in a time of a movement. And God, and I'm believing God. I stepped out because I believe God, not I stepped out because I believe Kendrick. It's we pass you. You got to believe when God starts speaking to you, you got to start speaking. Obedience is key in this season that we're in, this era that we're in. You may hear God say something unusual to you. You ain't got time to try to figure out if it's him. It's him. And you have to be obedient when God said move. And sometimes God will be saying something to you that's unusual because he's testing your obedience. It ain't even testing your faith. It could be testing your obedience to see if you will do what he tell you to do. In this meeting that I was in, I had an idea how much I wanted to sow and give. And when I got to the meeting, God gave me a number that I was not expecting. And why I wasn't expecting it, because the number that I was expecting to give was just a different number. And he gave me a number that was greater than the amount that I was going to give. And so, but once he gave me a number, I was like, okay. Trying to figure it out, but Lord, I don't have all that. I got to pay this and that and this, and I need it for this. No. We beyond that. We beyond that. When God says give, you give. He give you amount, that's the amount you give. Because it's bigger than you and me. You don't know what door he's opening, and it takes that kind of obedience where you are in order to survive where you're going. That's a teach right there. Not only preach, that a teach. I don't even know if I can say it again. The obedience, he's trying to prepare you for the place you go. I'm saying, I ain't even saying it the same way. He's trying to prepare you for the place where you're going by seeing if you're obedient where you are, because you're going to need that kind of obedience to where you're going. Thank God this is recorded so I can go back and hear Isaiah the first time. Also, during this era, you need to make a declaration of what you are not dealing with in 2020. In this era, what you're not going to deal with. You got the stuff that you can't take that 2000 to 2019 stuff with you. You can't hold on to it in 2020. This era is the time of the Lord. It's a time of obedience. This is a year of distinction. This is the year that we hear better, we see better, and we should seed better. Let me repeat that. We hear better, we see better, and we seed better. You are a glory carrier. And as glory carriers, when we show up somewhere, the atmosphere should change. When wherever we are, the atmosphere should change, because we carry the glory of God. You may not see a change, but you got to know. If you got to go visit somebody at Greater Hospital, you're there for an assignment. It's time to be praying, not just for the person that you're going to see, but those that are in the ER and those that are in the hospital, and those that may come to that particular location. 10 years down the line, your prayer, your presence, you being a glory carrier should make a difference no matter where you go. You know the scripture that speaks of a light upon a hill, your glory carrier. You don't hide your light under a table. In this era, starting today, if you hadn't, ask God to wash you, sanctify you, prepare you for his glory, so we can see the unbelievable. You want to see signs, wonders, and miracles. You should be able to look behind you. You'll catch that later on today. But if you want to see signs, miracles, and wonders, ask him. Ask him not just for you, and for you to be blessed, but for others, just that you see the unbelievable so you can share the testimony of the unbelievable things that you see. And get this, listen to this, suffering cannot compare to the glory that's coming. Hey, nobody told you we weren't going to have days that we won't be suffering. But he already told you he is a very present help in time of trouble. So whatever suffering that you may go through, and we all have to go through it from time to time, guess what? It does not compare to the glory that is coming. It is your time, this era, this season, this time. It is your time. Shine. Also, now we're going into a whole nother level, of course. That means we're also going into a new war. And you have to be strategic in your praying. You have to be strategic in the way you think. You can't let stuff just throw you because you can miss something. You see, sometimes in the middle of a battle, you can be watching the enemy. You can determine his strategy if you're paying attention to the details of the warfare. That's good. So in the middle of this war, in these battles that's going on within the war, see, if you can figure out his strategy, you'll know how to deal with it. That's why people go to the doctor. They try to go to the doctor, even though we in the past we didn't want to. We go to the doctor, try to figure out what's wrong with us. And we want to pinpoint whatever it is so we'll know how to treat it. Same process as in the natural, so in the spirit. If we can determine the adversary's strategy, see, he don't want you to understand his strategy. He don't want you to read the word. But if you can understand his strategy, you'll know exactly how to deal with him. You'll see him afar off coming, and you'll know how to deal with him before he get to you because you determine his strategy. And that's where we have to be. We got to be in such a place that our emotions don't throw us, that we can, okay, what is this? I see you coming, and you know how to deal with it spiritually and not in the physical. Pray that God opens your eyes, that he shows you the glory, that he shows you his glory so you can understand what you're carrying. I got so many more notes. And don't be afraid to be used of God this era, this season, this time. And make sure you say this throughout the day. My God will, without fail, drive out the enemy. My God, without fail, would drive out the enemy. And next Thursday, I'm going to tell you what the enemy is and who the enemy is. Also, on closing, make sure you read Luke 1 and 37. Luke 1 and 37. And also Psalms 137 and 7. Psalms 137 and 7. Father God, we thank you for this day, this time, this 2020 clarity vision that we have, Lord God, that our eyes are focused on you. Father God, we thank you for this era. We thank you that it is our time. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our very present help. Father God, we pray for our loved ones. We pray that they are safe today, no matter where they go, Father God. We ask for forgiveness of their sins and our sins, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for we are your ministers. We are your kings and priests. We are your prophets, Lord God. We are your evangelists. We are your pastors, Lord God. We are your apostles, Lord God. We thank you that we are your teachers, Lord God. We thank you for all the fivefold ministry gifts. It is in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ we pray and we say thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.